Christy Hegarty's daughter, Katie, remembers December 14th of last year. She was in the fifth grade. She says the shock of that day has not gone away.
It's scary.
Whenever we have lockdowns, even if it's a drill, it reminds me of some crazy man with a gun going to come into our school and hurt us.
That's not something a mom wants to hear her daughter say.
It's horrible. I mean, it's really, I get the chills even thinking about it right now.
Christy Hegarty is one of about 125,000 moms who've joined forces across the country to demand stronger gun safety laws, like closing background check loopholes and banning assault weapons. They call their movement Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, and they're modeled after the grassroots campaign of the 1980s, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Janet Grote heads up the organization's New Hampshire chapter.
I think some of these women were thinking, Congress, the Senate, someone will do something to tighten our gun safety laws.
But 1 year after 20 children and six teachers were killed by a troubled young man with an assault weapon, few changes have been made either on Capitol Hill or at the State House in Concord.
Most Americans generally favor stronger gun laws.
Robert Spitzer is a political science professor at SUNY Cortland. He's citing national polls done in the year after Newtown. Spitzer is a member of the National Rifle Association, and he's written books on the history of the NRA, the Second Amendment, and gun control issues. He says even though a majority of Americans support gun control laws, like closing background check loopholes, for gun control supporters, these issues often get overshadowed by bigger concerns, like the economy. So while pressure for legislation rises after shootings like Newtown, it wanes quickly. On the other hand, Spitzer says,
the anti-gun control forces are in this with both feet, and their intensity on this issue is very, very great.
Christy Hegarty says she understands why this might be.
I mean, no one really wants to sit around and think about how people are dying every day from gun violence.
So, she says, it's up to mothers like her to take the lead. Of course, mothers aren't alone here. Gabrielle Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly have one group, and Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns is another. The latter has been spending heavily. All three organizations say they support Second Amendment rights and are fighting for tighter background checks and other controls. But they have not had success. The U.S. Senate voted down bipartisan gun control legislation last spring. New Hampshire's Kelly Ayotte was one of the senators who voted against expanded background checks. But Spitzer says,
in some of the states, however, there were successful actions to enact tougher gun laws since the start of 2013. At least 9 states have enacted significantly tougher gun laws.
New Hampshire was not among them. Democratic Senator Martha Fuller Clark says this time last year, she and others who favor stronger gun safety laws hoped there wouldn't be a need for action at the state level.
At that point, the conversation was, let's wait and see what comes out of Washington, because in some ways it makes more sense that there be uniform regulations and controls.
Debates over guns happen pretty much every year in Concord. This year, lawmakers have indicated they plan to file at least a dozen bills relating to gun issues. Bills to limit and bills to expand gun rights will be on the docket. These include expanding background checks and banning assault rifles, as well as limiting access to gun records. SNHU political scientist Dean Spiliotis predicts few stand a chance of passing.
I think it's going to be very difficult for any new gun control measures to get through the state legislature as long as you have a Republican Senate, or at least one chamber controlled by Republicans who generally have opposed these measures.
GOP leaders in the Senate see this issue as a matter of protecting Second Amendment rights. Nevertheless, Janet Grote with Moms to Demand Action isn't deterred. She says she and her growing list of New Hampshire moms are in it for the long haul. They're recruiting new members, writing to legislators, and working the media circuit.
We are not going to be silent. It's going to take all of us raising our voices in unison, repeatedly, strategically, to make a difference. So, no, we're not fazed by the fact that there's an opposition.
And it's with that kind of resolution that Grote, Hegarty, and a small crowd of other moms will gather in downtown Durham this Saturday. They'll ring bells and make noise to demand change on the anniversary of the Newtown shooting. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.